Carolyn Stone and Greg Moss aren't your typical environmental activists. They're Trump supporters. They've worked in oil and gas. And they own guns. Lots of them. But a few years back, their world began to change. Things started happening that upended their quiet lives in Channelview, Texas. It's an unincorporated community in the heart of America's petrochemical industry. Industrial explosions. Toxic chemical leaks. Barges loaded with hazardous materials floating near their homes. At first, Carolyn and Greg hoped somebody would step in and protect them. But gradually, they realized that their working-class community had been sacrificed to the state's most powerful industries. If they wanted to save Channelview, they'd have to step up and save it themselves.
They thought they could come in and that this was a low-educated area, low-income area, that people would cower down to their superiority, that we were just not smart enough to know we were being wronged, duped, crapped on.
I'm just kind of passionate about stopping these people from screwing up my lifestyle. You know, it's my life, and I shouldn't be at the mercy of some greedy son of a bitch that wants to destroy it.
From Public Health Watch, this is Fumed, an investigative podcast about the people who live in the shadows of America's chemical plants and oil refineries. This season, we're taking you to Channelview, Texas, a once peaceful community along the San Jacinto River. Greg and Carolyn understood the risks they were taking when they began fighting the industries that had moved into their neighborhoods, that businesses threatened by their activism might retaliate. Still, they weren't prepared for the dangers that followed.
My neighbor, she called me up because she was seeing a lot of smoke. She thought that the house was on fire. So I called my neighbor Joe. He walked over here and the fire was shooting out the windows and everything, the smoke and everything. And he says, "Yeah, your house is on fire."
Most people probably would have quit right then. But Carolyn and Greg don't back down. They measure people by what they stand for and how far they're willing to go to fight for it.
We're on guard. One person leaves at a time. Someone's here all the time.
If I'm going somewhere by myself, yeah, I got a 9mm on my side. When I'm sleeping or something like that, I got my 44 mag. Somebody's going to mess with me, they're going to bleed to death.
Listen to Fumed, coming soon, wherever you get your podcasts.